Lesson 8. Seeing God. My brother and I asked God to find a watch for us in the hayfield, and God did. There were many other answers to prayer, like finding a wrench in a large field and being saved from a bear in the dark night. We will tell you about some of these in other series. Remember how I was wondering about whether God could see me? These answers to prayer caused me to realize that God could see me and everyone else in the world. One day, the Campbells asked the strange questions, and that is if we could see God. They told us that no man had seen God face to face, but God was a spirit and didn't live in a body like you and I do. We can't go anywhere unless we take our bodies with us, but God can be everywhere at the same time. We're always trying to think of ways to get from one place to another faster and faster. But because our bodies have to go with us, we can only go so fast. We want to run faster, have our bike go faster, have a motorbike, a car, an airplane, a jet, or a spaceship. God doesn't need any of these things. 1 Chronicles 16:9 says, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth." He sees not only the whole earth at one time, but he also sees the whole universe. Wow! God sees everything, and yet he can see me and knows all about the good things I have done and also all the bad things I have done. He knows my every need and knows that we will have to get rid of our sins if we're going to get to heaven. Campbells had asked me and my friends if we could see God. No, we'd never seen God in a body, but yes, we were getting to see the God of the Bible. Every once in a while, as we were learning about God in the Bible, someone would say, "I see, I see." We were beginning to understand what a wonderful God he is and how incredible it is that he sees and loves us all the time. At the cabin, we came to see that God is eternal. God is all-powerful. God is all-knowing. God is everywhere because he doesn't live in a body. God is love. There's not a greater love than his. God's love caused him to send Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. He is expecting us to accept Jesus as our Savior. God knows what sin is and punishment, and must punish sin. God knows we need to be saved from our sin. God knows we need to learn about him, and that is why we have the Bible. God is preparing a place for all those who have received Jesus as their Savior. God cannot be deceived as to who truly are his children. God is righteous. God is holy. God will judge everyone in this world. If we are Christians, it will be at the judgment seat of Christ for rewards. If we're not Christians, it'll be at the great white throne judgment for our sins and not having received Christ. God is awesome. The Campbells learned all these things from the Bible, and each week taught us what they had learned. Here is a favorite verse of Mr. Campbell's: "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." John 5:39. What a wonderful God he is, and to think that he sees and loves us all the time.